been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It is the September 29th, that's 9/29/17 edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's Bill Gunderson Radio, but today it is Sanford and Son Friday. This is Rob Sanford in the studio with the young gun, the son of a gun, the apprentice, as Bill likes to call him. It is Stephen Gunderson Radio for about the first 30 seconds.
That's about it.
Tell us all about the market this morning, Stephen.
All right. The Dow is down 20. The Nasdaq's up 12. The S&P is up almost one. Let's see. Oil's down 12 cents. Gold is down $2.70. And silver's down 8 cents on the last day of the quarter.
So kind of a flat Friday.
Yeah.
Kind of a double F.
So far.
Friday.
I guess no one said anything yet.
Nobody didn't. Right. There's been no tweets. There's been no dramatic news stories yet this morning. However, I am sure, knowing the mind of Bill Gunderson and all of the research and time and effort that he puts into to the backstory of the market, the things that affect the market that the average person, you and I included, don't even think about, Bill comes up with in his research laboratory. I'm sure that he's going to wax eloquent and tell us all manner of things that are going on in his head this morning, because he is sequestered in the secret bunker. He has taken the armored personnel carrier. I think he autonomously drove it over to the secret bunker and got his rest last night, the required sleep that is required by any captain operating a ship. And now he's ready to go full steam ahead in the market today and give us all of the answers to the questions that we are seeking via the bat phone. He is connected with us from the secret bunker. And as he writes the newsletter today, a lot of what he's going to talk about this morning will be put down in digital ink. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We've got a connection to the secret bunker via an underground line, a hurricane-proof line. Bill, do you pick us up?
Roger that.
And, there's our captain.
I am down here and been studying a lot here. This week's newsletter, I'm going to cater to guys like you, Rob, and others out there. It's going to be my favorite stocks under $5. How about that?
Now that's my kind of stock, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going through my app, and I'm looking for stocks under $5 that are showing extraordinary type of movement here today and this week and the past month. And they come from all walks of life. So that's, you know, I was doing my exercise yesterday at the beach, and that's the idea that hit me. And unless another better idea hits me, I think that's the idea I'm going to run with, because I've added several stocks to the speculative portfolio recently that are under $5. Some are even under a dollar.
Oh, man. Now I can afford it.
Attention.
That's right.
You get a couple shares.
I can buy two or three shares of those, man. That's good.
Yesterday, you and I were talking about an option. I won't mention the stock, but on a big technology company. And I said, you know, this is probably the most impressive chart and stock in the entire market. And we looked up the option during the break. It was 73 cents for the option, which
right.
is $73 a contract. Then I got busy, you know, I got to write the notes on the show and get them off and get managing money. And by the time I looked at those options to buy, they were up 48%.
Yeah, and, you know, you told me about it when it was, you know, it was 70. And then when you guys bought it, or when you were messing around with it there, it was like 90-something cents. And then I went to try and buy it, and it was $1.30. I was like, what the heck, man?
It just went nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure today, for all my live trading subscribers, I will have my next option play. The last one was Boeing. That was okay. Well, that was the first one of the year in the speculative newsletter, the speculative portfolio. It went up 176%.
Yeah, you crushed it on that.
I can't promise that, and I can't even promise that it won't lose money. But there's a couple that look extraordinary.
Right? You know, it's funny, Bill. I went to try and I'm trying to learn that whole process there, and the Scottrade, and I'm sure all the other brokerage houses, make you fill out a piece of paper saying, hey, look, you realize here that you can very potentially be an idiot and get yourself creamed if you don't know what you're doing here. I had to fill out and sign and fax in a paper, probably taking the liability away from those folks.
It's similar to the form you sign at the bungee ride at the fair.
Right,
next to the corn dog stand.
Right. You're going to die, and if you do, it's not our fault.
But you know what? Look, the option is only as good as the underlying stock.
There you go.
And, I mean, if you're buying in the money or slightly out of the money call on a very high-quality stock and you're giving yourself a month or two or three, that does mitigate a lot of the risk. So the people I see lose on options are the ones that don't have a good quality stock underlying that option. And yesterday I gave the millennial a little lesson, and him and I picked through some options on a stock I like right now. And we chose one, and we're in it. And maybe later on we'll disclose which one. But it'll be a good lesson for Stephen to see how the options, the world of options works. I only use options in extraordinary circumstances when I see something extraordinarily good, when I saw that Boeing earnings report, and then I saw one this week that just made my eyeballs pop out, and that's when I employ an option. Now, there's more news today in the business of automobile technology. Guess what? A Canadian firm has announced an ETF, the Automotive Innovation ETF, but it's a Canadian ETF, so it trades on the Canadian Stock Exchange. But this movement is being noticed by a lot more people than just me. And I did have an article out on Tuesday on the subject of lithium. And I was reading through the comments last night. Stephen, if you get a chance, we had very, very favorable comments on the article, on the research that was put in it. And most people agree with the assessment I came away with. If you didn't get a chance, go to Seeking Alpha. I deliver one article to them every week. And you can go there and read several of the articles, including the one I wrote about Applied Materials back on March 1st when I called it my favorite cheap stock. You say, well, wait a minute, it wasn't under $5. No, that's not how you judge a cheap stock. You judge a cheap stock by the valuation of it. And it was one of the cheapest PEG ratios on one of the highest quality stocks. And I will disclose at this moment that is the option that Stephen and I put a little wager on yesterday. And we do own Applied Materials in our Premier Growth portfolio. They had an investor day on Wednesday that really was impressive, and the stock was breaking out after the investor day. The stock broke out again yesterday. It's quiet so far today. But
now, what does a company do with an investor day, Bill? What happens there? What are you talking about?
Well, they meet with the people that are invested in the company and shareholders. A lot of times, those shareholders are mutual funds and institutional investors.
So the big players.
Yeah. So, for instance, Goldman Sachs, has probably got a representative there listening in and taking good notes. And
so they put on a dog and pony show and explain
absolutely
Everything. I got you.
I've sat through many, and the analysts that cover the company are there taking notes. And from those notes, they're going to go home and they're going to sharpen their pencil and redo the numbers. And I see the numbers on Applied Materials going higher. And that's always a good thing. That was the case with Boeing. Okay, well, I'll turn it over to you. When we come back, there's another partnership going on. Porsche, Volkswagen, and another Chinese company. This one I've never heard of, but it is publicly traded. Signing up with these two guys for another strategic alliance in the automobile industry. And with that, I'll let you take it to the break.
Well, that's exciting news. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say in our second quarter. In the meantime, you're listening to Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson on Sanford & Son Friday. We've got Bill coming to us from the secret bunker. We will be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Want to rent one this weekend? It's in San Diego.
Okay, Steven. So last night after work, I decided once again to grab my little bass boat and go out to one of our local lakes. And I just texted Bill a picture of one of the bass that I caught last night, because all week long I've been trying to get him to go out to one of our little local lakes, because there's a wonderful topwater bite. Now, do you know what a topwater bite is?
When they're biting at the top of the surface.
That's really good. You use little floating lures.
Yeah.
And when the bait is up on the surface and the fish are looking up from underneath, they come up and they explode on the top of the water. And it's so exciting. I don't know what Bill's doing with his phone, but I'm getting all kinds of static on one end. Hold still, Bill. I know you're getting all excited. But
yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, hold still. You're rattling the phone around, but I'm telling you, tonight when the market closes, I'm telling you, you gotta go bass fishing with me. It's a great bite just east of where you are living right now. It's almost like the stock market. It's almost like buying options. You go out there with a little tiny lure and have so much excitement in such a short amount of time. Now, you can go out there and not catch anything, but it's been pretty good this week. You got to go, buddy.
Yeah, well, I've got it penciled in. I've done a lot of topwater fishing.
Oh, it's so much fun. Nothing like it. And, you know, it's the last 2 hours of daylight, so we've got enough time. You know, if you leave the office this next coming week by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we still got enough time to fish for a couple hours. You got to go with me, buddy. Today's
okay,
the day.
Well, I'm going to be fishing from over the next 6 hours.
I know it. That's the fishing that you like to do best.
Yeah, I see Intel is acquiring the remaining shares of Mobileye. And so Intel is into the autonomous driving business big time. I wouldn't be a buyer of Intel, though. Intel has not been a very good performing stock for quite some time, and I don't think that this will be a game changer for them. I think you have to be a little bit on the fringes of this whole automobile thing, and for that reason, I wouldn't be a buyer of Ford, even though they make electric cars and someday we'll have an autonomous car. I think the winners will come from outside of those big, large companies like that. Even Cisco's trying to get in on the action right now. And Cisco was a bad stock for the last 5-10 years. I don't see that all of a sudden turning around Cisco. There's news, like I say, a new one, a new entry, EHIC. And let me pull that one up. They're announcing a partnership with Volkswagen and Porsche. The stock's up 11 cents. 1.2%, but they want to explore a luxury mobility on-demand service in China, much like Lyft and Uber do here in America, only, you know, they want an Audi to pick you up or a Porsche to pick you up in China. So, you know, there's not a day that goes by that there isn't a new partnership forming somewhere in the automobile revolution. Tesla wins a battery contract in South Australia. And if I remember right, my father and his diesel submarine in World War II, they had to, just like any other boat, had to refuel and had to resupply. And I know Perth, Australia's deep water port was one of the places that my father used to talk about landing and going ashore. I'll bet that was a wild time, going ashore.
Oh, I bet
after
it was.
Months at sea, you know. And he said, I remember him saying that they had this little guy on the boat. He's about 5'2", you know, from like Iowa or something, a little squeaky voice. And he went ashore in Australia, this kid, you know, about 19 years old, 5'1", came back with a giant battleship tattooed all across his chest.
Oh boy.
And several new girlfriends. And you know, I guess the Australian beer really got to him. But anyways, Tesla wins a battery contract in South Australia. You know, that's another thing, Rob. You and I, when we went dove hunting, we passed those wind, those big wind.
Those wind farms. You're right. Where they've done away with the soybeans and the lettuce and put in wind farms.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, the environmentalists ought to be upset about that. You would think, but anyways, you know, wind is intermittent. We go by there sometimes, and those things are dead as a doornail, and other times we go by there, they're humming. So even they have to have the batteries that will store the energy, the lithium batteries. During the good times, you know, it stores the energy, and during the bad times, that stored energy is there. So that's another part of this whole revolution. Elon Musk has gone back to the drawing board with his plans for a manned mission to Mars. Now, I know Stephen is dying to own a Tesla someday.
You know, he was talking about it during the break. Stephen, tell your dad what you told me
about
your neighbor across the street.
Yeah, my neighbor has two Teslas.
Two of them.
Oh, boy. Now, that's really driving Stephen nuts.
That's keeping up with the Joneses or the Teslas. Across the street, they've got two of them.
Yeah. Well, Musk has a rocket, a missile bigger than North Korea, and he wants to carry people to Mars. He's planning Mars City, the moon base Alpha, and several other colonies on the moon and on Mars. And I'm volunteering our governor, Jerry Brown.
Oh, yeah, let's send him.
To be the first passenger on that rocket. And
great idea.
And leave him on Mars. Or,
that's a great idea.
Wasn't he Governor Moonbeam?
He can go up there and ban stuff. He can ban things from Mars.
He can have his own planet.
Right.
All the electric cars and all of the wind and bicycles. And, of course, no factories, no jobs.
No.
No commerce. No.
All no a planet of entitlements.
Yes, can you take Maxine Waters with him?
Yes, I could think of several people I'd put on that
Several
rocket.
People, that's right. We could just transport all of Sacramento up there.
Yeah.
NFL players. Send them up there, too.
Yes, and I boycotted the game last night. I gave my little granddaughter art lessons.
Oh, that's great. That's
she had lesson one on the primary colors, the crayons. She's getting pretty good at her colors. And then we pulled out the paints and the paintbrushes. Just a little bit on her shirt. I hope Mom's not too mad. But
oh, that's great.
We're learning orange and yellow. And
how much green. On the carpeting when Lynn gets home from South Carolina?
No, it was outside.
He did it outside. Yeah. Oh, you guys are smart. Okay.
Now, I don't know who had more fun, me or her, because I love to paint, too. All right. How is that Whole Foods Amazon deal going? I don't know. I don't think the millennial has either. Stephen, you haven't been to a Whole Foods since Amazon took over.
Yeah, there's not one near us, so it's kind of hard to do.
Well, deli, turkey breast, and coconut water were their hottest sellers.
Oh, nice.
Yuck.
Hey, I hear the music. You guys
okay.
Take over.
All right, you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Rob Sanford, Stephen Gunderson, and we've got Bill from the Bunker. We will be right back.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, the captain of the ship, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. And it is a foggy morning here in San Diego. How was it over at your house, Stephen?
Very foggy.
Very foggy.
Yes.
Couldn't see past the end of your driveway to see those Teslas.
I could see those.
Oh, you could.
Okay. On the drive here, though, okay. I went through some heavy fog.
All righty. Well, I'll tell you what. We are headed to the land of heavy fog and a little bit of drizzle and continuous rain up there in the Pacific Northwest. In about 3 weeks, we are going to visit folks in both Bellevue and Tacoma. Bill is one of those generous guys. We had enough people saying, oh, we don't want to go to Tacoma, and the Tacoma folks saying, oh, we don't want to go to Bellevue. Well, he said, okay, we're just going to add a night. You know how when the artists in a big concert, whether it's the Rolling Stones or the U2 concert, they have to add a second night because the ticket sales are in demand? Well, that's what Captain Bill did. He added a second night. So here's the plan right now. We're going to be in Bellevue on Wednesday, October 18th, and then we're going to be in Tacoma on Thursday, October 19th. And if you want to attend those seminars, we need to hear from you. Go to GundersonCapital.com, and where is the special spot?
It's right up there at the top. It's called Live Seminar.
Imagine that. It's called Live Seminar.
Yeah, we wanted to make it easy.
Okay. And what do folks do there?
You can fill out how many people are attending, just yourself or maybe a guest or two.
Okay.
And, I mean, that's all you really need to tell. Tell us which one you want to go to, Bellevue
that's important.
Or Tacoma.
We need to know which one you want to go to.
And then that's it. I mean, you're good to go. And then we'll send you a little heads up about a week before.
Yep.
Telling you
Lisa
the exact location. We already have the locations, but
yeah, we do.
If you want the address and everything, we'll send it out to you, and then
you're ready. Those both seminars start at 6:30 p.m. and it's a great evening. I would clear your calendar if I were you. It's a good opportunity to hear Bill live, and if you want to meet with him individually, one-on-one. He's got a few spots left on Wednesday and Thursday that he can sit down with you and go over your individual portfolio.
So you can mention that when you sign up.
That's right. If you do want a one-on-one time,
you can type whatever you want.
That's right. And we will we'll set that up with you. We only have a few spots each day, and I think we're getting close to being jammed up there. So let us know very, very soon. Now, in this third segment, we do have Bill for a few more minutes before he heads off to write the newsletter for this weekend. Bill, I know that you're getting excited to go to Seattle and that new little restaurant called The Spar. I guess it's been around for 100 years or so. That was recommended by one of the folks we talked to yesterday there in Tacoma. Boy, what a menu it looks like they have, huh?
You know, I love the old-time institutions, you know, in the city. You know, these new yuppie-based, millennial-based brew pub, whatever, big box warehouse.
Yeah, no.
Pretty good food, but, you know, give me an old institution where the locals have been eating for dozens of years, like we used to have here in San Diego, Anthony's Fish Grotto, obviously.
Sure.
And that sounds like my kind of place. Well, Rob, I know you buy your tofu at Whole Foods.
If you've been my bacon-wrapped tofu?
Yeah, you've had a data breach there at the Whole Foods. Anyone who drank and dined in its tap rooms and restaurants. I didn't know they had restaurants, Stephen. Do they have restaurants at Whole Foods?
Some of them do, yeah.
Tofu tacos? Okay, well, the restaurants have been hacked. So, Rob, check your credit card. Make sure.
All right.
Now, I'm going to talk about my hot stock of the day. And then I'll give a little intro to what the newsletter is going to feature this week. But my big winner today is A-Biomed, ABMD, which is in the Ultra Growth Portfolio. The Ultra Growth Portfolio is up about 21% year-to-date before my exorbitant expenses. A-Biomed is breaking out with a vengeance this morning. Does the millennial have his charts up?
Yes,
he does. They weren't ABMD. Loading this morning.
You guys look at that one. That looks like one of
what's the symbol again?
ABMD.
ABMD.
You see that now?
Yes.
That is a terrific breakout. You guys got it?
Yeah, sure do. Boy, that looks great, man. It's looks like Rocket Man.
Well, we bought it about 2-3 months ago, initiated with the buy rating today. Well, a month late, guys, but that's cool, you know. But their price target is $195. That's by Sun Trust, and that stock is just exploding to the.
Well, you're not kidding. Look at that chart. It looks like a North Korea missile test right there.
I'll say, and you know the one yesterday that just makes me sick. That Bluebird Bio, BLUE. That thing exploded to the upside yesterday. I have been in and out of that stock.
Yes, I remember. I remember a couple years ago when you were into that, and
even earlier this year, and then I got out of it because it, you know, it took quite a dip in June, July. That's kind of the nature of the beast in the biotech industry, and now the stock is hitting new all-time highs. Is Bluebird Bio? Okay, this week's the newsletter. I just thought I'd have a little fun. I found an extraordinary number, especially since we've added all of these Chinese stocks, European stocks, South American stocks. We've only just begun, but we've added about 1,000 so far. For whatever reason, I'm coming up with a lot of stocks under $5. All right? I know I got Rob's interest there.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah, under $5. Some of them are under a buck. And I just thought I'd throw out some and sprinkle the newsletter this week. Have a little fun with some of those low-price stocks that have charts, some of them not quite as good as A-Biomed, A-B-M-D today, but good charts nonetheless. And,
well, the reason
I can't wait.
You know, some of those stocks that you own, some of those premium stocks that you own in your portfolios, they're so doggone expensive that I can't even buy one share. You know?
Well,
so it's nice to have those $5 ones sprinkled in.
I mean, the best way to buy a $500 or $600 share stock, like a Google or whatever, is buy a longer term option on the
stock. Sure, sure, yeah.
And you're getting leveraged action. Of course, it cuts both ways, but that's how. You know, if you don't like buying the big, it just so happens that those are the best stocks in the market for the most part.
And, right.
Buying options on those. Well, I'm looking forward to going to Seattle a lot. I'm glad we finally got that ironed out. We went back and forth and back and forth and forth and back, and we're finally there. And I know my appointments are filling up on Wednesday day during the day, Thursday during the day. The workshop space is filling up Wednesday in Bellevue, Thursday in Tacoma. And if we could see our way through it all, Rob, there may be an Albuquerque trip on Friday that you and I can get out on and report back to the folks on Monday about how the Albuquerque fishing is off of what's that little bay up?
Well, we'll head out to Westport, but the nice thing about that is right at the mouth of the Columbia River, there's a really good salmon run going on right now. So we're going to be able to accomplish that goal of going out and catching an Albuquerque in the morning and a salmon in the afternoon if we can just figure that out.
Yeah, and if we get a spot prawn and a squid, that's the cycle.
Yeah.
That's fishing for the cycle.
That's right.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you guys take over from here. I am geared up and ready. Sub-$5
okay.
week in the newsletter.
Well, I want fire flying from your fingertips, as Charlie Daniels says, because there's a couple of hours of daylight this evening. I might just pull up to your house and kidnap you and take you out to catch a bass this evening. It's worth going out if you can get her done today.
Okay.
All right. You heard it first right here, and we'll maybe even include a picture of Bill with a bass. If I can get him out of the secret bunker, that'd be kind of a good deal. Okay, well, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. There goes Bill Gunderson. He's disconnected from the bat phone and closed the 3-foot-thick steel door to the secret bunker as he writes the newsletter this weekend. Now, Stephen, in the last few minutes of this segment, tell folks how they can get Bill's newsletter tomorrow.
Go to GundersonCapital.com, click on the newsletter tab, and you can sign up for a free trial, and Bill will send that out to you tomorrow.
Now, what happens? We're not going to FedEx it. How do they get the newsletter?
It's emailed. And if you are brand new, you've never gotten it before, this week you will get the complete premium newsletter that has all of the portfolios that Bill manages, so it shows you everything he owns.
So it's worth signing up.
Yeah.
It's worth signing up today to get all those new stocks that he's going to include in the newsletter this weekend. And man, Taman just blasted us with bumper music there.
It's keeping us awake. That's
yeah,
all right.
That's what it is. He says, "Hey, man, you're coming down to the end of this segment." Well, when we get back, we're going to give away a prize in the fourth quarter. It is Sanford & Son Radio on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. It's Stephen Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Okay, you've made it all the way to the fourth quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and this is the quarter that we're going to give away a prize. How about that? Did you? You don't even know what we're going to give away, do you?
I don't think you know either.
I do know, my doggone it. It's Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill, and we've got a lot of information to get out to the folks this quarter. And then right at the end of the quarter, we are going to announce the prize that we are going to give away. So we're headed up to Seattle in about 3 weeks, and then we're going to Dallas and then Phoenix and then out to Hawaii and back to Minnesota, and then we're going over to Sarasota, and I think we're going to do a return trip to Atlanta. We are the Ramblin' Men. We're zooming all over the place trying to meet all the folks that are fans of Bill. But in the meantime, there is a good way to keep in touch with Bill on a daily basis. Now, he does not only the radio show that most folks listen to, because we're on the Salem Broadcasting Network nationwide, but he also sends out updates or tweets throughout the day.
Push notifications.
Push notifications.
And he also sends out tweets.
They're updates and tweets different. And push notifications. And when he's buying or selling a stock, or when he's thinking about something or comes across something, my phone buzzes and lights up, and there's a message from Bill.
That's a push notification.
That's a push notification. Yeah. Now, what's the difference between that and when he sends out tweets? Tell me. Tell the folks.
A tweet is through Twitter.
I understand that.
And a push notification is through his app.
That's what I'm getting to. Okay. So if folks want to follow him on Twitter, they can just follow Bill Gunderson.
That's right. That's free.
Okay. But if
he actually has some good information on there, too.
He really does. He sends out. So if you've got Twitter and you want to follow what he's thinking about during the day and sends out tweets, he's got like, 50,000 followers or something like that?
Yeah. That's on StockTwits, okay. Which is the Twitter of stocks.
Okay. All right. Now, can somebody follow him on Twitter?
And on
StockTwits?
Yeah. His username is the same. It's just Bill Gunderson.
Bill Gunderson. Okay. So. Now, these push notifications that I'm talking about, where, you know, the radio show's over, the market's going on throughout the day, things are happening, political statements are being made, things that affect the market go on throughout the day. And Bill is in there just absorbing all of it and opining on all of it and sending out messages his followers.
Yep.
How do they get his push notifications?
Yes.
That's the new thing. Because we haven't talked about that in a long time. Yeah, so what is it?
And as he sends one out, it also sends out an email to you. So if you're not near your phone, or maybe you're at work and you can't use your phone, it also comes to your email so you can see him there too.
Okay. In real time.
In real time. As soon as he presses send, you get it.
So how does somebody get that?
So that is a service that Bill provides. And you can get that at our website, beststocksnowapp.com.
Best Stocks Now.
So we have two websites, which is kind of confusing, but one is for the app. It's strictly
can they
the
access
app.
It from Gunderson Capital? I think they
yes,
can.
Yes, they can.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
We have an app tab, and it takes you there. And everything.
Okay,
but
all right.
So what that is, it's our app, the Best Stocks Now app, which ranks all the stocks that we've talked about for years,
right.
And Bill uses every day to manage money. And if you sign up, it's $89.99 per month, which is a little bit expensive for people out there. You might be thinking, hey, that's a lot of money, but the information is so valuable. I mean, Rob always says you can pay for it in one trade if you're smart.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, for $89.
Yeah, because Bill pushes out every single trade he makes.
So every time he buys something or every time he sells something in real time,
you get that information.
He pushes out that information.
Yeah.
And so if you're managing your own account, or if you're managing something that is a high net worth type of portfolio,
yeah.
Shoot, for $89, you might want to know what Bill has found throughout the day, and he's either buying or selling for one reason or another. And it seems to me, anyway, that for a relatively small investment, that is some valuable information.
Yeah, and I'll clarify, too. If you sign up online at beststocksnowapp.com, you will get emails about his trades.
All right.
And if you go to your app or to your smartphone and you download the Best Stocks Now app on there and you pay for it through that provider, then you will get push notifications to your smartphone.
To the phone.
There's two separate databases, which is kind of confusing, but that's the only way we can do it because Apple and Android likes to control their own people.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, the point being is that you've got the newsletter, you've got the radio show, but then you've got the actual real-time stuff that happens throughout the day, every single day. And Bill doesn't take a day off. As you can tell, I tried to get him to go fishing a couple of days this week, even after the market, and that's when he's doing his research. I can't get him out of here.
No.
There's something tweaked, man. I'm hoping that when he's in Seattle, I can get him albacore fishing. Because doggone it, if the market's open or if there's anything happening that affects the market at all, he won't go anywhere. There's no golf plan and asset allocation and computer program managing money in this shop. He is here steering the ship himself.
That's right.
And so lastly, when we went to Florida and then on over to Atlanta, we had some Gunderson fishing team shirts made up with a Dorado on the back.
And we have extras, is that correct?
We have a couple. All right, we've got a couple left over from that tour. We're going up to Seattle and we're having those Gunderson fishing team shirts made with albacore and salmon. So now there's a couple of collector edition Dorado ones left over. If you sign up for the newsletter today and you would like to have your name put in the drawing.
Do you have to be a new subscriber?
Yeah. Heck okay. Yeah.
All right. Oh, good.
I mean, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let some other folks have a shot at it too. Send us an email that you want to be in the drawing. We will draw a couple of names for these last couple of Dorado, which is a mahi-mahi. Gunderson Fishing Team t-shirts. We've got a couple left over. And on, let's see, when am I going to be back on the air with
Wednesday.
Bill? Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we're going to draw the name for the last two that we've got.
So the only way to enter is you go to our website, GundersonCapital.com.
Right.
Click on the Contact Us page.
Okay.
And just fill out your information and say
in the
little box, hey, I want to be entered for a free shirt.
Okay. For the Gunderson Fishing Team shirt. And we'll give away a couple of them next Wednesday. How about that? Is that cool or what?
That's cool.
You have one.
I have one.
I have one.
I've worn it many times.
And, you know, I can't imagine somebody looking any sharper than walking around town in a Gunderson Fishing Team t-shirt. Yeah. Or
you wear it when you go fishing. Get it all bloody.
That's right. Yeah. So it's kind of a neat thing. You know, there's nothing better than going fishing in the stock market when you've got the right intel. And that's the way you really can do well. And that's sticking in touch with Bill.
Yep.
All right. Tell them how we do it.
GundersonCapital.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST.
That's right. 855-611-2378. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Rob Sanford and the young gun, Stephen Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.